Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Giving teachers a raise or this or that.
Yeah, but that's not everybody. That's not everybody. A lot of people, you know, trying to survive week to week, and if all of a sudden now they've got to find child care for all those days, that's going to be tough. You know.
Well, it is, and I've given up toys. I don't have the four wheelers I had years ago. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, when my kid wanted piano lessons, I gave up something and said, hey, I mean, kids were priority to me.
Right.
And hey, if I didn't go sit in the woods on a Saturday morning, it wasn't the end of the world.
So
if I didn't go fishing on it wasn't the end of the world.
Right. Did you teach him the piano yourself?
No. I couldn't carry a tune in a bucket.
I'm with you. I can't carry a note. I can't do any of that.
You know. But when your kid looks at you
God
forbid, crooked teeth, you know, get rid of the four-wheeler. It's going to go to the orthodontist for the next 4 years.
Right, but a lot of the parents on this are just everyday people, don't have the extra money, and they don't. That means that they'd have to get, daycare. Charlie?
Well, I'm on the North Shore, so I see a lot of people more in that middle and upper income bracket.
Uh-huh.
And I do real estate appraisal, so when I pull up to their house, and I look at my engagement letter, and it's a pre-foreclosure. And I'm looking at the toys that, you know, and his $60,000 Denali sitting there. And I'm going, hey, dude, you know, back off the Denali. Go get a Ford Taurus.
Pay your house, though. Thank you. Let's go to John. John, you have school-age kids? Hey, John.
What you need?
You have I need money. You have school-age. You have school-age kids?
No, I don't.
All right. Well, what are you doing talking about a four-day school week?
Isn't that something? Well, I'm just trying to help people who do.
Okay. So what is your thought on that? Because the parents, I mean, I've got a ton of text messages here, people just simply saying that it would just be, if they're working 5 days and school 4 days, that's daycare, and they just could not afford it.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people don't want to think outside the box either.
Mm-hmm.
And if you got two people working and you decide, okay, look, you take Monday morning, so the 4 hours Monday morning, and you be off with the kids, and then I'll take Monday afternoon, and I'll split my, and I'll talk to my employer about coming in 4 hours later, and you talk about getting off 4 hours earlier.
You know,
a lot of employers, what?
You know who's going to get stuck watching these kids? The grandparents.
I know, but this is a way to really solve the problem.
All right.
You know, I think just a little bit of out of the box thinking, maybe cut your, a lot of people say, well, we're really strapped for such and such, but yet they've got phone bills $70. Mm-hmm. People really have their priorities a little bit out of whack.
All right, John, I appreciate you phoning in. Good advice. If you want your kids to get a good education, you might have to make a little sacrifice. When we come back, now we're going to continue talking about this the rest of the time, but when we come back, I have a treat for you. It's WWL NFL Saints analyst Mike Dettillier. I personally do not think anyone knows more about football than Mike Dettillier. Coming right back on WWL. Well, it's me, Bob Mitchell, for Tommy Tucker. Saints take on the Cardinals in the Mercedes-Benz Superdome tonight at 7 o'clock. And here's the guy that I just absolutely love to talk to. My dad told me always respect my elders, so I'm going to call you Mr. Dettillier.
That's pretty good, Bob. That's pretty good.
So, Mike, when it comes to this game tonight, are basically only the mama's boys are going to play?
Well, yeah. You're going to see the regulars a little bit early on, but this is really it used to be years ago that only the mamas know.
Yeah, that's right, the name.
Only the moms know who playing in this. But today it's a little bit different world. But you're going to see a lot of the second string football players in this. And, like, again, you know, a lot of people, you know, preseason's not important. Well, it might not be important to you, but it's important to them guys trying to make this team, because if, you know, they're fighting it out there. They're trying to either make the Saints or trying to make another team if it doesn't work out here. So it's a big game, because you do know that in game three, normally the regulars are what you would call the top backups are going to play the majority of game three. You're not off Broadway. You know, you center stage tonight, and so you got to make it happen.
Will Drew Brees play?
If he does, it'll be a series, and then that's it. You know, I think this is going to be very similar to what you saw a year ago, where he saw very little action in preseason. So I think if, and I say if he played, it would be a series and he's out.
Of all the coaches that I've heard, only one coach, I'm sure you remember this, Hank Stram, when he took over, he said preseason was important because it started a pattern and got you in the habit of winning. So he wins five games in the preseason, then gets crunched the rest of the year.
Yeah, I remember, Bob, growing up watching the Cowboys. And they were like, this one when they played six preseason games, they were 1-5, you know, maybe 2-4. I think they went one preseason, they were 0-6, and they ended up either in the NFC Championship game or in the Super Bowl those years. I mean, what you're looking at here is individual play. You would like to win because you're a competitor. You want to go out there and win. But this is more about, I think, showcasing somebody's skill set out on the field, especially the first two games where you're not really game planning. You just want them to go out there and make sure they know their mental assignments. That is what – if you watched the sidelines last week and you saw Sean Payton shaking his head and those facial expressions, he was miffed that, you know, there were a lot of mental assignments that were missed, and – he wasn't crazy about the fact that his defense just couldn't get off the field against Jacksonville in the first half. Almost was a little bit lackadaisical. And I think he's used that this week of, oh, you've been reading your press clippings about how well you've practiced. And, you know, listen, coaches know how to get that little angle on you. And I think you're going to see a much more aggressive front unit from the Saints defensively than you saw a week ago, especially in the first half.
Mike, can I take a break and then come back?
Sure.
You give me a few more minutes?
Sure enough.
All right. It's 21 minutes after 8 o'clock. We're going to check traffic, and then we'll come back with WWL NFL Saints analyst Mike Dettillier. Twenty-six minutes after 8 o'clock, and we're talking right now to WWL's NFL and Saints analyst, Mike Dettillier. Mike, before we get back into talking about the preseason football, as far as the Saints' backup quarterback, do you think he's already on the roster?
Meaning for the future, or are you talking about for this year?
For the future.
Oh, the eventual replacement for Drew Brees? No, he ain't on the roster today. He's on somebody's roster, but it's not the Saints. Put it to you that way.
Uh-huh.
So, listen, you got what you got right now with Tom Savage and Taysom Hill. And Taysom is sort of built for preseason in that, he's erratic as a passer. You know, he's got his highs and lows. But one thing he does really well is that if his primary man is covered, he takes off running with it. And he makes a lot of yardage. Man, he's a heck of an athlete in his ability to get downfield. You know, I watched him the 4 years at Brigham Young. He was very similar to that at BYU as what you see today. The problem exists with he's got to become a more consistent passer from the pocket, show a little bit more patience.
A little more discipline. Yeah, it looked to me that taking off and running was almost his first option.
Well, because that's what he's used to doing. He did it. Now, here's the problem. When he was at BYU all 4 years, he missed considerable playing time because of injuries. No, you put yourself at risk doing that no matter how you built. You're taking some pretty good shots downfield. So the eventual replacement for Drew Brees is not, in my opinion, is not on this roster. Tom Savage, he has started some games in the NFL, but basically he's been a career backup.
Do you see any undrafted free agents making this team, making the final roster and contributing?
I think one of the guys to watch would be Keith Kirkwood, the wide receiver from Rutgers. I mean, he's been a guy that certainly catches your eye at camp. He's had a few drops, mostly easy catches, so that's a concentration issue.
Mm-hmm.
But he'll make some great catches, just unreal. So I think he's got a shot on the offensive side of the football. One guy they picked up late last year, in the Jonathan Williams, this is a big game for him because he's not a rookie, but he showcased just how talented he is as a runner. We all remember him at University of Arkansas when he teamed up with Alex Collins. They were quite a duo. Big game for him. And on the defensive side of the football, you know, you see those young guys, Tyler Stallworth, DeVario Lawrence, Jayron Elliott, all making plays last week. Now, there's not room for all of them. So you got quite a battle there to see which one can make this team in a roster that's pretty good right now, really, really good. So, again, I think Kirkwood's got a shot here because he's consistently played really well, caught the ball well in practice.
Mike, I appreciate it. You know what time it is this time of the hour. News
I know
time.
It, brother. It's time for the news, baby.
Hey, I heard that even at the Silver Slipper, you take and give odds on the slot machines that are going to pay off the most. You scout the slot machines. Is that true?
No, but I'll put it to you this way. Come September 1st, you'll be able to bet on whatever you want at the Slipper. Mr. John told me that. So, they'll be having game in there like basically every other casino in Mississippi.
I wonder how much money that's going to bring in.
Bob, I'm just telling you, Louisiana is going to be 3 or 4 years behind as they normally are. It's going to unbelievably, I think in New Jersey, the mm-hmm. first, I think 15 days, it was like $600 million.
Wow.
That's unreal. But it is what it is. And again, we behind the eight ball as normal here in Louisiana.
And I'm sure they'll put some bookies out of work.
a few.
Thank you, Mike, so much.
Thank you, Bob.
All right. It's a little after 8:30, and it's time to bring in Chris Miller and more WWL First News. Thank you, Chris. It's 8:38. We talked, the last time about people have kids at home and try to go to a four-day school day. The response to this, the text messages I'm getting, is everyone says the same thing, pretty much what you said. This is crazy. You know, what are we going to do with our kids on that Monday? And, you know, we both work full time. And one listener said, well, just go talk to your boss. Boss is going to say, I want you here at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's in Colorado. Whether it's going to expand, I don't know. We'll have to sit and wait. All right. My phone number is 260-1870. Our Big 870 Blue Runner opinion poll question: is a four-day school week good for Louisiana? You can go online at WWL.com. You can text me at 870-870. I prefer you to call me at 260-1870. Let me go ahead and grab some of these text messages because they are really piling up. As a parent, I sacrifice getting fancy things and extras so my children could have what they need. Many parents today are selfish and do not want to sacrifice. How about they get rid of and keep up with the Jones toys and mom can stay home and watch the kids? And what do these people do in the summer for daycare? The caller about splitting the time on Mondays between me and my wife's work, come tell my boss and see how that goes. Here's one. I live in Metairie, and I pay for a private school. I got a $890,000 home. No, wait. I put too many zeros here. An $89,000 home. We've got crappy public schools in Metairie. Not everyone lives like a king. I work two jobs. Let's see. Wait a minute. Let me. Sometimes these text messages jump all over the place. Bob, how about Colorado taking the revenue from the legalized marijuana sale and put it into the school district. You got a point there. 260-1870. Do you think Louisiana would, it would be good for Louisiana to have a four-day school week? Also, since the Saints are playing tonight right here on WWL, their first home preseason game, what do you think about preseason wins? Do you think they are important? Do you think the team gets in the habit of winning or in the habit of losing? Or does it really matter one way or the other if you win or lose preseason? Now, if you are a true Saints fan, you are a hardcore Houdat, if you could step in the shoes of any Saints player for one series, who would you choose? Because normally these preseason games, you heard us use the phrase mama's boy, it means that in these preseason games like this, the only people that recognize the names on the back of the jersey are the guy's mom. But if you could go on the field, if you can step in any player's shoes, whether it's offense or defense, for one series, I mean, surely, I mean, I know I've had them. You have this Saints fantasy where you would absolutely love to play, and in your mind, you're going to be great. In your mind, if you decide you want to be the running back, you're going to run for a touchdown every time you touch the ball. So, as any Saints player, if you could step in their shoes for one series, who would you choose? Give me a call at 260-1870. We'll talk about this. We'll talk about the four-day school week. And I'm coming right back on WWL. It's 8:46. Let's check in with Jay. Hi, Jay.
Hey, Bob. How you doing this morning?
I'm hanging in there, Jay. You have a Saints fantasy?
Well, not so much a Saints fantasy. I was going to chime in about what my perspective on preseason was.
Sure, go right ahead.
You know, I really think that they ought to probably move down to probably two preseason games.
I'm with that, yeah.
I don't think you can eliminate preseason altogether because it's really you can't evaluate you know your prospective talent in your practices because I mean your guys aren't just going at each other like they can go at an opposing team even if the game doesn't really count per se in you know playoff standings and whatnot. So I don't think you can eliminate it. I just hope they don't try to go to a 18-game regular season because I think you would just see people dropping like, you know, flies at the end of the season. That's just way too long.
So, Jay, if you could step
hard game.
If you could step in the shoes of any Saints player for one series, who would you choose? Or would you just choose none?
It would have to be Drew Brees, right?
Really? And what kind of plays would you call? You got that all figured out?
Well, I mean, obviously, you'd like to drop the long bomb on the field and burn them for like 80 yards if possible. But I mean, that's not always realistic. But you know, just to be able to move the ball efficiently, and you know, we all love the big play, but a lot of times those little short passes and those 4 and 5 yard runs really wear down an opposing defense. And if you can do that for a few series, then you can come back and burn them with a long play.
All right, here's me. This is something I'm thinking about from time to time. I would want to be in the shoes of one of the wide receivers, but I'd want to be at the age I am, and I want to develop some type of superpower where I can run faster and I can jump higher than anyone on the team, and that way no one would ever touch me. And I'd be so fast that they could throw the ball. I'd give them a 5-second start of the ball, and I could still get there and catch it in time. And
you're going to dream big, right?
One series, right? I could jump 20 feet in the air. No one could touch me. That's me. But
good to hear you, Bob.
All right. I know it's nuts. All right, 260-187, talking about the Saints. And how do you feel about the preseason? Last caller, I thought, had a good idea that he thinks that we should cut the preseason down by a couple of games. That's been a debate on and on and on. And, of course, the coaches want it because they can evaluate their players. But if they eliminated certain things, everybody would be in the absolute same boat. And if you've ever dreamed about putting a Saints uniform on, stepping in the huddle, if you could step in any shoes of any Saints player for one series, What would you choose? You can call me at 260-1870. I had a story, and I think I stuck it over here some way, but from what I can remember, it happened, I believe it happened last weekend. A Pittsburgh Steelers fan put together a uniform that was very close to what the Steelers were wearing, I guess what he could buy, put on a pair of pads, and snuck onto the – is snuck a word? Sneaked, whatever. Anyway, he went onto the field when the – snook? He went into the field while the team was warming up and started doing exercises with the team. And then someone said, wait a minute. The jersey he was wearing had been retired, so they knew he couldn't wear that number. And the color jersey, the gold Pittsburgh jersey, was a little off color. And the coach went up to him and said, who are you? But he actually did it. He actually, for a few minutes, worked out and stretched it all with the team, and they finally put him off the field. And no one was really, really mad about it. In fact, a couple of players were really laughing about it. All right, my number is 260-1870. How do you think preseason is going to go for the Saints tonight? Do you think preseason wins are important? And come on, if you could step in the shoes of any Saints player for one series, who would you choose? 260-1870. Text me at 870-870. And is a four-day school week a good idea in Louisiana? We're still taking your calls on that, too. It's 8:51, and we're going to break for traffic right now on WWL. And we have that $1,000 cash word coming up in just a couple of minutes right here on WWL. Let's go to Anita, Colleen from Slidell. Anita, all right, if you could step in the shoes of any Saints player for one series, who would you choose?
Morton Anderson.
Well, he's not playing right now. You'd what, get him out of retirement?
Of course. Okay. Of course. I'd kick that ball so far down the field, it would end up in the end zone, and absolutely not one person could tackle me.
So how big of a field goal would you kick? What, about 70 yards?
Oh, a little bit further than Jack Dempsey.
From Jack Dempsey?
I would kick it about 70 yards.
Wow.
Right.
Wow. You a big Saints fan?
Good, strong land. I am.
Do you like preseason football?
Tonight.
Do you like preseason football?
I do, but I don't think it should be the length that it is. I do think they should shorten it.
Mm-hmm.
I think 3 games would probably be good.
I think they should shorten the time of the games. Maybe instead of 15-minute quarters, let them play 10-minute quarters. That's what I think.
That would at least give them time to evaluate some of the young players coming in.
Right. Anita, I appreciate you phoning in. You're going to the game tonight?
I sure am. I'll be there.
All right. Thank you so very much.
Look for me.
I'll look for you.
Number 9. You...
All right. I'll make sure I give you a look. 260-1870. Text me at 870-870. We're talking about two things, and I'll get the results of this later. One, of course, the Saints playing tonight. And two, our Blue Runner WWL opinion poll question. Is a four-day school week a good idea for Louisiana? Now, we're not doing it yet here. It's being done in Colorado. We're just asking you, what do you think about it? All right. What am I looking for here? Something I'm supposed to do. Let's see. Oh, yes. Give you $1,000. Ready for your chance to win $1,000 in the Intercom National Cash Contest. The code word this hour is LACK. L-A-C-K. Text LACK, L-A-C-K, to 72881. That's 72881. Text now, and you could win $1,000 cash. Listen for the next code word just before the top of the hour. Every hour, now through 6 p.m., $1,000 up for grabs. Win it for your wallet. Good luck from all of us at WW. Well, we never charge for text, but individual plan tax and data rates do apply, and please don't text and drive.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.